This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A developer in Milwaukee says his goal is to bring, quote, nice, affordable housing to parts of the city that have missed out on economic development in recent years. As Corrine Hess reports, the Milwaukee Natives projects could help meet a need and revitalize some parts of the city.
When Q. Elamine was a kid, his parents loved to leave Milwaukee to visit larger cities. Elamine loved it too because he could see how other buildings were designed. Elamine's passion for buildings never went away, but as the city he grew up in changed, so did his purpose. Today, the young developer is working to build affordable homes for people living in some of the city's most economically challenged neighborhoods.
You know, I've grown up in Milwaukee. I've seen how it changed. Being from here, it's just nice to be able to come back in and revitalize the area.
Elamine has a wiry frame and a huge infectious smile. The combination makes him look a decade younger than his 36 years. When he was a kid, he rode his bicycle up and down Villard Avenue, once Milwaukee's original downtown. There are still shops there, but the street on Milwaukee's northwest side is far from the city's economic center. Elamine is building 43 affordable townhomes here. And last summer, he kicked off a $60 million project a few miles away. It will transform a former Briggs & Stratton industrial site into about 200 apartments when it opens next year. Elamine says he knows what stable housing can do for a person.
You know, when you're in a stable environment, like you're a lot more creative, you're a lot more, your grades are better, you know, you have good relationships. It's just like being in like a safe environment. It's just like the first step to doing anything else.
According to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, the median rent in Milwaukee County is about $860 a month. That's lower than many peer counties. But Milwaukee has more families living near the poverty line. More than one-third of Milwaukee households earn less than $20,000 a year. Joe Pietrangelo is a senior researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He says those households can only afford to spend about $500 a month on rent.
So that doesn't leave much room to cover other needs like food, transportation, healthcare, and not to mention unexpected expenses that may arise.
The city spends about $12 million a year on housing assistance. That money supports renters and people who want to purchase their own homes. Pietrangelo says Milwaukee needs to streamline its 21 different programs and hire a housing director. The quality of housing in Milwaukee is also an issue. The homes here are old. Many of them were built in the late 1800s or the early 20th century. Elamine wants to offer people an opportunity for something new. He also wants buildings to include amenities like gyms and putting greens like the suburban apartments have.
A lot of times people are renting homes that don't have running water, that have holes in the ceilings and the walls. So we just want to make sure that we bring in nice, affordable housing.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says providing people with affordable housing is a sign of respect.
I often say that we have macro problems in this community, in this state, and in this nation. But many times these macro problems have micro solutions. And a big part of that micro solution is having affordable, decent, safe housing for families and individuals.
3 years ago, Barrett announced an initiative to create 10,000 affordable homes in 10 years. Elamine guesses about 1,000 are under construction, including his projects. And he says he welcomes any competition. The more stable housing that's available, he says, the more stable the community will be. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.